But first, can you tell everyone about Russian River Flower School and what you're all about?
Russian River Flower School is about so many things. It's not just about flowers. It's really about encouraging people to look at all other avenues, like all other creative aspects of design. Maybe flowers is what we use, but we love to take people to the museums. We encourage them to look at dance. We've done classes based on Coco before Chanel. We get people to look at different containers. We bring in farmers to talk about how the flowers that we're using are grown. So we try to really offer a very rich experience. And we also do flowers for events. So we kind of are going in lots of directions right now, but we love every single direction we're going.
It's just a creative hub in the heart of wine country, and it's a wonderful idea. So you and I decided to team up and host this new workshop format for floral professionals, farmers, and designers, but actually for anyone who's in the creative universe, which seems fitting based on what you just described. I'm excited to share storytelling techniques using floral memoir exercises, and I know you're going to integrate floral design into the workshop as sort of equally important way to communicate for our students, expressing their own style or brand.
Well, you know, as I said, Deborah, I think flowers are just this one medium that we can work with to bring out each person's personal creativity. And I think they're all connected: art, drawing, dance, music, fashion, etc. So I think flowers are just our way to get you to connect to whatever that is in you that you're not really, you're not sure what that is yet, but we want to encourage it and encourage you to take from all of these other motivators in your own way. So I think that's what you and I are going to do together.
It's going to be exciting. And I think every person, every creative person at least, and anyone who hasn't tapped into their creativity has that narrative that distinguishes her or him from whatever generic messages are flooding our crowded marketplace. And certainly that's true in floral. And I think honing our own narrative, making it relevant, relatable, personal is one important way to develop a distinct brand. And I know you've got some thoughts on that too.
Well, I think the same could be said for flower design style. As designers, farmers, florists, and other creatives fine-tune their business brand, this becomes more apparent. I mean, we're adding a super exciting component to the workshop, and one that I've never done before, but I think it's going to be just fantastic, to capture people on video as they work with locally grown and seasonal growers. You know, it was a big, big, big step for me. I remember when I first did a video. I mean, I was terrified. I had no idea what to do. And I really wish I had something like this to kind of jump start me into that. And by the way, that has just been a huge plus, is to have a video to give to people, to tell people to look at. And so I think it's really important, and people don't know how to even start doing it. So this is a really huge thing that you're doing for them.
Oh, it's I'm excited too. And we have to highlight this very special facet of the workshop because we have documentary filmmakers Davis and Ludell Jones of easel.co. And we can say Davis is your adorable son, right?
Yes, he is. I'm partial. He's very talented and very handsome. He looks just like his mom.
Well, Davis and Ludell will be on, they'll be with us on site to capture our 2-day experience on video. And that's going to be really special because I think it will help everyone relax and get to realize that there's nothing scary about a video camera. As a result, every one of our students will be filmed while designing and talking on camera about her or his unique floral personality. And the really cool takeaway is everyone will take home a professionally produced, filmed, and edited video clip. It won't be long. It'll be appropriate for people's attention span these days. But a video clip that captures the student's aesthetic story as a creative person.
Yes. And, you know, we're right here in this very unique place to do this. And so it's going to be so exciting to share Sonoma's rich agricultural landscape with all of you all. And I mean, we are just in right smack in the middle of the best California food, wine, flowers, and to inspire the writing and the filming and the design exercises.
Oh, I'm getting excited. I am going to be so awesome. Tell the listeners a little bit about some of the offsite experiences or after hours experiences that you've cooked up that are kind of a bonus experiences, are mostly around our meals.
Well, we're going to have lunch at a place called Hiltzberg Shed, which is just an aesthetic mecca in this area. They've won the James Beard Award recently. They bring in all kinds of guest chefs. It's people just pretty much faint at the front door when you walk in. It's so beautiful. But besides that, it's a wonderful gathering place for local growers. Most things, food and flowers, are sourced from their very own home farm, which is Cindy and Doug's own, their farm. But everything about it is so well thought out. It's extremely delicious. It's so inspirational in every way. So, and hopefully we can get Cindy to come give us a little talk about how she got started and all that while we're having lunch.
Excellent. Instead. Oh, I've been there once. It's so cool. And that's exciting. That's not too far from the school, is it?
No, it's about 2 minutes walking. So it's perfect in case you want to go back and shop. So most of my students try to leave my class. They love the class, but they can't wait to get back to Shed to shop and send everything home. So, and the other thing we're going to do is we're going to have two dinners that are going to be equally, I think, exciting. One is at Front Porch Farm, which, what can I say? I mean, once you go there, you can't even, it's hard for me to describe it, but it was started by Mimi and Peter Buckley about 5 or 6 years ago. And I met with Mimi when she first started, and she said, you know, let's talk about growing flowers. And she's this very beautiful, darling, petite little woman. And I thought, sure. Well, she is not kidding. She has grown the most fabulous flowers. She sells to all the great markets. They have the best prosciutto. They're besides it being the most beautiful farm you've ever walked into, everything is sustainable. They just have wonderful flower farmers. They have great wines. Their winemaker Sebastian is incredible. So we'll taste wine, we'll have a meal with them, and you will not want to leave. And then the other thing we're going to do is have dinner at our house. Our garden is kind of unique in that it was designed by James David, my great landscape architect friend from Austin, Texas. And he's I'm so lucky to have him do my garden. And he and Mick Petsky, who will be here to talk to you all, Mick installed the garden. Mick used to work for James in Austin, has been in Hillsburg for many years now. And he is going to talk to us about the garden, but it was really designed to serve the flower school and our events company. So we've bought things from all over the place with their knowledge. It's been very personal, and we really, really plan on and already are starting to use this garden. So we'll walk around it. We'll have dinner here, and Mick will give us a little talk about how this garden is developing and what we expect.
Wow.
So I think it's going to give people a little bit of a broader experience than what we're doing at the school. We'll also introduce them to all of this real hands-on.
Right. Right. Classroom time is great, but these sort of bonus experiences are going to, well, make this a one of a kind workshop. And I'm so jazzed about this workshop format. And I want to mention that you and I have worked diligently to make this an incredible value. For anyone who's thinking about attending, the investment for 2 days of instruction, all these supplies, including the florals and the vases and our lunches and our two private dining experiences, it and the video, awesome and personalized for you, is really a great price at $1,200.
Yeah, it really is. It's huge value considering what people will take away.
I agree. And we have a few registration spaces left, which is why I invited you to come on the podcast. We're not going to have we're going to make it sure it's intimate. It won't be like 40 people or anything, but we do want to encourage people who have been on the fence thinking about this to jump on board. You can follow links to sign up for the Slow Flowers Creative Workshop either at deborahprinzing.com, where the show notes for episode 264 will be, which is this episode, or just go to RussianRiverFlowerSchool.com, and that's where Dundee has all the details on the calendar and events page links on her website. Plus, you'll get to preview what's going on, what it looks like at Russian River Flower School, and gorgeous. So
yeah, well, no, thank you so much, Deborah. And please let everyone know that they can reach out and ask either one of us any questions. On the phone, I'm always happy to have people call me or email or whatever. So it's
great.
Really, really going to be terrific. And so hope everyone can join us.
Thanks, Dundee. I can't wait to see you in Healdsburg. And people can reach out to you at Dundee, D-U-N-D-E-E, at RussianRiverFlowerSchool.com. And I'll make sure to have that link in our show notes for today's episode.